1230KFJB.com.
News Talk 1230 KFJB, broadcasting Bobcat Sports for 95 years.
And welcome, everyone. Experience Marshalltown. It's, we welcome in Val Ruff. Val has been kind of making fun of me.
I know.
So far.
I can see clearly now.
Yeah. I kind of like, you know, we record these shows. So this could be my ringtone.
Yeah. Well, good morning. We've got a really fun show today. Experience Marshalltown. I've got with me this morning featured guest Jenny Etter, director for the Marshalltown Central Business District, Terry Poe Buschkamp, promotion specialist from Main Street, Iowa. So welcome and thanks for coming up to Marshalltown.
Well, thank you. It was a great, beautiful drive this morning.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some really fun news. And so let's go ahead and get started right away. So we're here and we're going to talk today about Main Street, Iowa Restaurant Week Workshop. Right.
Well, first we want to
take it away. I'll just let you take it away.
First, we want to talk about Restaurant Week. What is that, Terry?
I am so excited about Restaurant Week. This is the second year that Main Street, Iowa has coordinated a statewide Restaurant Week. I don't know if any of you have ever gone to a bigger community, larger city. They have had Restaurant Week events for like 10 years. And Tim Zagat, he was the founder of the Zagat Survey. They rate restaurants and tourism destinations all over the world. It was his brainchild. So what the program was is that they would have a price-fixed menu, like a three-course meal for a certain price, for a little cheaper price. This really caught on in urban communities across the country, and that concept is sort of where we started with Restaurant Week in Iowa last year. We knew that we had a real variety of sizes and types of communities that are within our Main Street, Iowa network, so just a one-size-fits-all, fancy white tablecloth dinner for a certain price wasn't going to cut it. So we created a program where all of our restaurants across the state and all of our Main Street communities would work together to promote foodie-oriented events in their towns on a certain week in September.
Foodie-oriented events.
What is better than that, right?
I know, that's the new buzzword, right? Foodies.
Oh, it sure is.
We're all foodies in
our own way. Authentic foodie. Yeah. We're better than in Iowa, where we grow the very best, and I think we've got some great chefs and cooks, too. But it was really cool. Last year, we had 17 communities participating, and they came up with all kinds of great ideas. They had, in addition to that multi-course price-fixed meal, we had a couple communities that did a longest table. We had a progressive dinner and progressive beverages, too. Another community did a pizza awards where they had 9 restaurants that served pizza in their downtown, and they had a big competition to see who served the best and a little tasting that was part of it. Some communities did a punch card where you went from restaurant to restaurant, and if you visited a number of them, you were eligible for prizes. Others did prize drawings nightly. In Mount Vernon, I know that they did a Meet the Culinary Artists. They felt they had some really great chefs to show off. Marshalltown had a great Restaurant Week event last year. Jenny, maybe you want to tell them about that.
We did.
Yeah, we did. We had table tents. We had all kinds of specials that the restaurants decided to have. They were all different, so we let everybody do their own thing, and it was really successful, well attended. So this year, we're really excited, and just to let you know, September 14th through the 23rd is Restaurant Week.
Statewide Restaurant Week, and we picked that because we thought it would be a great time to showcase that locally grown produce, fruits, and vegetables that are ripe for the picking there in September.
Oh, exactly.
You
know, and Marshalltown is really, really fortunate because we have the most diverse group of restaurants in the area, in the state maybe. I don't know. But there's 24 restaurants and businesses just in the downtown, not to mention the whole rest of the community. So on June 13th at Fisher Community Center from 1:30 to 3:30, we're going to have a Restaurant Week workshop. And this workshop is open to the public, open to everybody in the restaurant service in the area, from Grundy Center to Des Moines, State Center, everybody can come to it.
Yep.
And what we're going to do is try to come up with ideas and potential events that we can do during that week. So we hope we get lots of participation.
Yeah. So, and I don't know, you know, we did the dining guide this last year. Well, we released it during the holiday stroll last November. And
right.
We, at that time, had 69 dining options in Marshalltown. I should say in the area. We had that many. And then I think at that time, 17 of those were just in the downtown alone.
Right.
So we've got lots of restaurants that can participate, not only in Restaurant Week, but come and take advantage of this workshop on June 13th, because it's free and it's at the Fisher Community Center.
I can vouch for the quality and quantity of your restaurants. I stop here just about every weekend. I work in Des Moines. I live in Waterloo. We come through Marshalltown regularly, and I've enjoyed many, many, many.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Well, last year I was here for Restaurant Week, and I know that had a lovely dinner and took a lot of Facebook photos. I love pictures of me eating lots and lots of food.
Oh, there you go. You'll have to share those with us.
You bet.
Well, we really want to highlight the diversity. You know, we have a Thai restaurant. We have two Chinese restaurants. We have several Hispanic restaurants. We have Italian, great pizza, Mama De Grado's.
Yes.
You know, so there is something for everyone, literally. And so we really want to celebrate how fortunate we are to have that many restaurants that are really diverse.
Yeah, I would echo that. We're excited about, you know, we're kind of this little epicenter here in the middle of the state. You know, we're centrally located. And as you says, people come through here because they're, traveling to somewhere else. So we always say meet in the middle and come and enjoy our culinary, you know, opportunity here, because there's lots of things, lots of opportunities, and lots of diversity in our menus.
Yeah. Main Street Iowa is actually hosting these regional workshops in six communities across the state. Marshalltown's the perfect spot for folks who want to come and hear all about how we can make this Restaurant Week promotion really work. We want to see all 54 of our Main Street towns participate this year, and anybody else in between, because there's nothing that people love to do more when they travel is to sample that fine dining that Iowa has to offer.
Yep, that's a great segue. We are going to wrap up our first segment here, and we'll be right back and we'll talk more about this workshop. Meet in the Middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
June 14 to 17, see the splendor of State Center's Rose Festival. Then July 11 to 14, it's the Central Iowa Fair in Marshalltown, featuring a concert by country music's Jason Pritchett.
Visit marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the middle, meet in Marshalltown.
In a few years, our farm will be a century farm, and that's kind of a big deal. It means that your farm has been in your family for 100 years.
Dan Wegmuller is a real farmer.
Being a small farmer has never been tougher. Imagine going into a business where, over the course of 10 years, you might have one good year, two or three years of huge losses, and the rest you're lucky just to break even.
He's also an American Family Insurance customer.
Every farm is different, and American Family Insurance gets that because their agents have lived in farming communities for generations. They were the only ones willing to insure the special equipment that I have. Well, they cover just what I need and nothing more, which can be the margin between struggling just to make it to the end of the year and becoming a century farm and passing this life on to the next generation.
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Learn more at amfam.com/farm.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Hi, this is Laura Lawson, and I host The Wine Crush. The Wine Crush is an hour-long program devoted entirely to wine. Whether you're looking for an inexpensive bottle to take to a party, or you're not sure which kind of wine will complement your favorite meal, The Wine Crush can help you select and enjoy the perfect bottle of vino. The Wine Crush, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Hey. And welcome back. It's 8:42. We are here with Val Ruff and Jenny Etter, and we're talking about food and, you know, what could be better.
I know. In the morning, when if you haven't had breakfast,
I'm hungry.
You start talking about food, it kind of makes you hungry a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So today, I like Kyle said, we have Jenny Etter, director for the Marshalltown Central Business District, and a special guest that came all the way to Marshalltown to be on our show today, Terry Poe Buschkamp, promotion specialist for Main Street, Iowa. And we are talking about Main Street Restaurant Week, and then we are also talking about this special workshop that is available free of charge. So if you're a restaurateur, please take advantage of this. So Terry, tell us a little bit more about this workshop.
You bet. Well, the Restaurant Week workshop will be in Marshalltown on Wednesday, June 13th from 2 to 3:30 at the Fisher Community Center. We are really thrilled about our partnership with the Iowa Restaurant Association. Jessica Dunker is going to be with us at that workshop, and she's going to be introducing a toolkit that the Iowa Restaurant Association is developing, and it's really going to be packed with lots of idea starters. She's putting together some case studies of examples of those Restaurant Week activities that I just touched on that are going to be sort of inspirational for idea starters for you folks in all of your towns. We are also going to talk about some ideas for the 2018 Restaurant Week, where we're hoping to feature $20 items. What can you do for $20? What can you buy for $20? And a restaurant. It might be a $20 pizza or five cups of coffee. Or no, that isn't a very good deal, is it? Five cups of coffee for $20.
Well, I'm thinking if we could get a $20 meal at the Tremont.
Yep, that could
be. You know, it's funny how you kind of think about the different restaurants and how they could fit into this. So it'll be fun. It's always fun working with Jenny. Oh. And I just want to make a quick plug to say that, you know, Jenny proposed this and said, hey, do you want to get on board? And I said, absolutely. And we brought Lynn from the Chamber of Commerce in. So we're all working hard here in Marshalltown to get folks to take advantage of the workshop, but also what can we do fun for Restaurant Week?
You bet. Well, and we've got so many tools that we're going to provide, too. Our Iowa Economic Development Authority Communications Department and the Tourism Office is working to create a beautiful website and lots of printable tools and printed tools that we're going to provide. So there's going to be lots of help for the restaurants this year and for the local communities. We're even going to be putting every one of the restaurants that fill out a little form on the Travel Iowa site. That'll be on all year long. But as a great incentive to come to the workshop, we are going to give every single restaurateur that attends a ticket to the Iowa Restaurant Association trade show, which is in on Monday, October 8th at the Downtown Marriott in Des Moines. Plus, you'll be eligible to win some prizes, including a complimentary membership in the Iowa Restaurant Association for a whole year.
You bet. Wow, that's a great incentive right there.
You bet.
You know,
well, not to mention all the free marketing they're going to get through this process in the paper, on the Chamber Digest, in our websites and Facebook. Yeah. So this is a great opportunity to get a lot of exposure for free.
Yeah, you bet. And not just local and statewide, but we are thrilled that Main Street Iowa is the only statewide coordinating program in the country that has put together something like this for our participating communities. So we are going to be pitching a story at the national conference next year, and they also featured us last year in their national newsletter. So
great. And I know last year you and I took advantage of an ad. We did an ad together and included some of the restaurants that we knew wanted to participate.
Right.
And that was in the Iowan magazine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's lots of great. And so, like you had said, Terry, all of this opportunity for printed tools. And I just wanted to plug really quick, if you have an opportunity to be on the Travel Iowa site, that's a real advantage, because folks coming to or choosing to come to Iowa will definitely go on that site and they'll look around, and they do a great job of promoting Iowa and the restaurants and all the unique things that you can do in the state of Iowa. So that is a huge, there's lots of opportunity here.
Well, and you can always have put in that information yourself on their Travel Iowa site, but we're going to do it for you. We're going to make it really, really easy. You can promote your events, you can promote your restaurants, you can promote all the activities going on, and we're going to help you get that listed this year.
this is a great opportunity.
It really is.
So I'm excited that, Terry, for you to come up and be a part of this. And thank you for including Marshalltown. Like you said, I don't know if you want to plug that date. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Main Street Iowa Restaurant Week. It's a workshop. It's not just for Main Street restaurants. This is for all area restaurants in the area. Anybody listening who may want to take advantage of this free workshop, I don't know if you want to plug the time and date on that again.
I want to remind everybody that the Main Street Iowa Restaurant Week is September 14th through 23. It's actually one full week plus the bookended weekends around it. But to hear all about it and to learn about what you can do and make Restaurant Week work for you, you're invited to regional workshops. We'll be in Marshalltown on Wednesday, June 13th from 2 to 3:30 at the Fisher Community Center. You can certainly register in advance. We'd love to know in advance that you're going to be coming. You can call the local Main Street office, or we can send you an email if you request it. But Jenny, maybe you want to let them know how they can get a hold of you?
Sure, they can give me a call at 641-844-2001, or you can email me at director@gmail.org. No, that's
no,
not
that's
right.
Not right.
Okay, don't email Jenny. Just call.
Don't email Jenny. Just call her.
Those words go.
Or you can email.
Wait, it's director@marshalltownmainstreet.org.
There you go. We were close.
That's the right one.
We were
one.
Close. Or you can call the Convention and Visitors Bureau. You can call the main, or the, oh, good Lord. Now look what you did to me.
See.
So the Marshalltown Regional Partnership, you can call there, 753-6645, and we can direct you. Also, we're going to be sending out a constant contact. So watch for that if you're a restaurant. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Meet in the middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
June 14 to 17, see the splendor of State Center's Rose Festival. Then July 11 to 14, it's the Central Iowa Fair in Marshalltown, featuring a concert by country music's Jason Pritchett.
Visit marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the middle, meet in Marshalltown.
Earn a little extra money from Home Federal by taking advantage of their current 10-month CD special with a 2.00% annual percentage yield when you open a certificate of deposit of $5,000 or more by June 30th, 2018. This is a limited-time offer, so stop into Home Federal in Marshalltown and ask about this CD special soon. Bring your banking home. Home Federal. Member FDIC. This is available on new money deposited only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Early withdrawal results in penalty. Offer subject to change without notice.
Nothing compares to the Iowa State Fair, August 9th through the 19th at the State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. KFJB has grandstand entertainment tickets to Earth, Wind, and Fire, Thursday, August 16th at 8 o'clock with opening act Sinbad. Just be caller number 10 when you hear part of an Earth, Wind, and Fire song. We're also giving away tickets to Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Peter Cetera with special guest Blood, Sweat, and Tears featuring Bo Bice. Just be caller 10 when you hear part of a Peter Cetera song. Chance to win all this week. All winners of tickets go into the drawing during the 95 days of summer drawing at the end of June for a $500 gift certificate from Penn's Appliance in Marshalltown.
And welcome back. It is the final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Thank
Here
you, Kyle.
Is Val.
So, if you're just tuning in to Experience Marshalltown, we're having a great time today. We've got Jenny Etter, director of the Marshalltown Central Business District, Terry Pogue, Buschkamp, promotion specialist for Main Street Iowa. Thanks again, Terry, for coming up.
You bet.
Appreciate you being here. And we're talking about Main Street Iowa Restaurant Week. And I'm going to let the gals just take it away and make sure that you have the information you need. We got a free workshop. I hope if you're listening, you take advantage of this. So take it away, gals.
I just want to say again exactly what Main Street Iowa Restaurant Week is. It's just a collection of the activities featuring food that are occurring across the state in Main Street Iowa communities during a 10-day period. That's September 14 through 23. And the statewide promotion is coordinated by Main Street Iowa, but all of the actual great work is done locally by the restaurants, who we really hope will take advantage of this. We want to raise awareness of these restaurants and all of the locally owned restaurants, particularly that are in our Main Street communities. And we also want to bring traffic to your store, your restaurants. So main reason we're doing this, we know that local restaurants are so important to the vitality of downtowns, and particularly in Marshalltown, where you've got a lot of great eateries.
We do have a lot of great eateries in downtown.
We also know how hard it is for restaurant owners to get out of their businesses, to market themselves, to get the word out there. So this is a fantastic way to get free marketing.
It's a value-added opportunity for you as a restaurant and as a small business.
And we know that working together, working collectively, we can make a bigger bang. You know, one small voice doesn't always reach out, but when everybody across the state is being hammered with all the great food there is to eat, I know I probably gained 10 pounds last year during Restaurant Week. I don't know about you, Jenny, but it was a great week.
It's tough on you. Mm-hmm.
Well, so the nice thing is it's nice for you to invite people to your community to come and try things they might not. And so that's the fun thing about, if you haven't had pho, you know, come to Jack's and have the best pho in the state. It was voted like one of the top 10 Thai restaurants. So a great opportunity to kind of, you know, spread your wings a little bit and come out and get your little ethnic foodie.
Well, and learn things. I just learned it's pho. I always said it was pho.
Yeah, it's pho.
It is pho, but it looks like pho.
Yeah, none of us knew. Who knew?
Who knew?
Well, and people need to come to Marshalltown to truly taste the difference. Mm-hmm. It really, we have a diversity like none other, and that's a really fantastic bonus for us here in town.
You bet. I love the barbecue. I love the pizza. I love the fancy stuff. Everything in between. I have to remember the Maid Rites, too.
Yes.
I love those, too.
Yeah, we have the Maid Rite, too. I mean, we have a lot of iconic restaurants
Zeno's
that have
pizza.
Been here a long time. And I know people travel here just for some of those iconic restaurants that we have. So we want to plug that workshop. I want to plug that workshop one more time. And it's this. I just want to reiterate, this is a free workshop, and this is an opportunity for you to, as a restaurant or even a bar, if you're a bar owner and you want to take advantage of some of these ideas, Main Street Iowa is going to be hosting this for us. And Terry, if you want to give us some more details.
You bet. Well, it's particularly of interest because Jessica Dunker, the executive director of the Iowa Restaurant Association, is going to be there directly giving you some technical assistance, helping you know how to make this work in your community, in your restaurant. She's a great resource. She's a great person to ask for help, and she's going to be available any questions you might have. But that workshop is coming up on Wednesday, June 13th at the Fisher Community Center from 2 until 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Anything else that you want to add? Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. And thank you for Main Street Iowa for all that you're doing to help us in the community and our small businesses and our restaurants. And it's always a pleasure to work with Jenny. And Main Street Iowa is doing a lot of great things. So you should be really proud of the fact that we are a Main Street community.
Oh, we are. Thanks so much, Val. This is such a great collaboration for us in town. So I hope everybody gets involved.
So thank you, and I want to take a quick, I like to give a community update and let, you know, there's lots of things going on. So I just want to start with, like, tonight, our municipal band is going to be having their first concert down at the courthouse, and for those who want to bring their lawn chairs or blankets, come on out, 7 p.m. tonight. And then we move into Friday, there's a kids' safety camp taking place at the YMCA, and that's in collaboration with the Marshalltown Police Department. I want to welcome in those Little League baseball players, and their families are coming in Friday, Saturday, Sunday for another weekend of tournaments. We've got a movie club. If I remember correctly, this is a sing-along, and it's a Grease sing-along that's taking place at the Orpheum Theater, 6:30 Friday. Of course, we've got our Marshalltown Speedway stock car races that take place at the Speedway at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds at 7:30. Then we move to Saturday, and we've got the Farmers Market that takes place in the downtown at the Cartwright Pavilion. I just want to make a note that this they put on here that they've been doing the farmer's market for over 40 years.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive. And like, you know, Terry mentioned all that farm fresh produce and vegetables and things. Come take advantage of that. Saturday at 8:30 a.m., the blacksmith hammering is going to be taking place at the Matthew Edo Blacksmith Shop in Haverhill. If you want to take advantage of seeing some an artisan, you know, something that's an old craft. 10 a.m. on Saturday is a flower show. The Marshalltown Garden Club is having a flower show at the Marshalltown Mall. And one of our big events, I think this is, they're over 25 years they've been doing this event, is Blessing of the Bikes. F&J Racing puts on a Blessing of the Bikes event. They have thousands of people that come in, ride their motorcycles in, and get their, have a blessing. And then there's all kinds of vendors and music and food. That starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday. At 2 p.m. on Saturday, Folk Songs of the Great Railroad. We have a gentleman coming in, and they're going to be doing folk songs and sing-alongs about the good old American railroad system, and that's at the library. 7 p.m. on Saturday, the Andrews Sisters. We're going to be doing some sing-alongs of Andrews Sisters songs from the 30s and 40s. That's at the Orpheum Theater. And then at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, live at the brewery is Bruce Jordan. So bring your friends and come sit out on the deck at the Iowa River Brewery. And then Sunday, we have Tune Up Your Photography. So if you want to work on some photography, if you just want to get started in the industry, lots of opportunities there. And at 10 a.m. on Sunday, it's the Outlaw Rumble. So the good old classic classic cars and antique cars is going to be down at Riverview Park. I remember that years ago, so they're kind of trying to bring that back. And then the flower show for the Garden Club continues on Sunday. So there are a lot of things going on.
Wow.
If you want to check out our community calendar for any more details, it's Marshalltown.org/events. Thanks for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown.